Opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, we're going to get our sexy on today. Let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Darling Way on White Oak. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Zhong Li, the master, and Ninja getting us on air just in time today. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. Can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you are good to go. There is also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Thursday. We got lots of guests. We got lots of fun. We're out here at Darling Way, better known as Beth's Place, where you can come and buy all kinds of fun, flirty, and frisky stuff. So, I already picked up something for
frivolity.
Yeah, indeed. I'm all about frivolity.
You picked up a slutty costume for your wife.
Yeah, well,
look at you.
It's not a costume.
That's kind of a costume.
It's like a night thing.
Are you going to give her a different name when she wears it?
No. No. I just, you know, want to do something nice.
Yeah.
For me. I mean, let's be honest.
I think this is going to be mutually appreciated.
Well, that's the thing. See, this is the plan. I make it a gift. Say, look, I got you something that's really cool, but then I benefit from it.
But really, yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's
about the gift
me.
Is for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, what's going on, Hoffman?
I don't think you. I think you have to be careful about what kind of fluid you get on that costume, though. Like that's a.
Well, I'm sure it'll be removed by the time I'm. You know,
okay.
Yeah.
So you're not a like keep the lingerie on for sex kind of guy.
No.
I'm not either. I like if there's lingerie, I'll have it on for a little while. But when the time comes, I want that straight nudity. I'm about.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you've got tear away. Okay, man, that's what I'm talking about.
Interesting. You didn't tell me about that before.
That makes me feel strong. That's what I like. I like when things make me feel strong physically. Hmm. Well, Fred, what's up?
Not much. Had some barbecue.
Yes.
Reed brought some barbecue out there. So if you're coming out, we got barbecue. We got beer. All you gotta do is ask.
We've got nothing bundt cakes.
Nothing bundt cakes. Yes, those are delicious.
I am so damn full.
Yeah,
we had Thanksgiving at the office today, which you didn't show up for.
I did not. I have a reason for that. By the way,
I was basically told, it was directed to me like this wasn't an optional appearance. Like you need to show up and be at the Thanksgiving thing. David Gow's bringing turkeys. Like you need to be there.
Yeah.
So I go. It's at noon. Supposedly right. At noon. It starts at 12:30. Just like every Thanksgiving meal, they can't get it right on time. And I ate myself sick. And, I mean, this was like, I finished eating at like 1:30 probably.
Yeah.
Now, at 3:30, Reed's here with barbecue.
Yeah.
I've got to eat that. I've got it, and now nothing but cake shows up. I have to eat some of those. You're going to have to wheelbarrow me out of here. I don't know if Beth has some sort of a sex wheelbarrow. But
I'm sure she does.
I bet she does.
In that room over there.
Yeah, I'm sure
the dark room.
The dark room.
Yeah,
I don't know. What is this? A witchcraft store now? It's the frisky room.
Oh,
Fred.
Okay.
And there's no wheelbarrows in the frisky room. I've already been through it.
No. Oh, okay.
I've been checking it out. There is a vibrator shaped like a cat.
Okay, that's pretty.
Pretty hot.
No,
you don't like that, huh?
Not the word I was looking for.
And
I'm not into bestiality.
I have really bad news for you, sir.
Yes.
Beth has sold her last foxtail.
Oh, thank God. I don't have to listen to
it. They're all sold out. But the good news is she has a bunny tail.
Well,
purple fluff?
No. Not happening. No?
Little Freddy Foo-Foo?
No.
No? No? Come on.
Sorry.
Fred.
Sorry. You put all that stuff in Ninja.
He should get it after showing up late. I mean, my goodness.
Yeah,
we got a professional broadcast here, and
I don't want to say what time it was when we kind of looked at each other and said, "Do we have an engineer today?
Yeah, what's going on? Are we doing the show or not?"
So, but he showed up. No, he had no excuse, by the way, because he doesn't talk.
So you asked him and he just stared
no,
at you?
No, I knew better than to ask him because I knew what the answer would be.
He
would just shrug, yeah. Because I'm not one of the female promotion girls. Only people he will talk to.
He'll talk to them. He'll talk their damn heads off.
Well, I spent my day, the reason I did not show up today, because my son had to get a new registration for his car.
Okay.
And
that's, I hate to break this to you, you could do that through the mail or the internet.
You can, but he needed a new license plate because Knucklehead was in a wreck and lost his license plate, so we had to go get a new license plate. So I just figured, hey, it's less than a mile from me, we'll
wreck,
go down.
His fault or your fault?
It wasn't my fault.
No, his fault or someone else's fault?
Depends on who you ask.
Who's insurance? What's the insurance? The insurance company. That's who I want to know.
Yeah, I don't know. He's on his own insurance.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you.
I made him do his own insurance. The kid's in college, damn it.
I'm not paying for his insurance.
I did pay for his registration and stuff.
Okay.
And for the inspection.
Well, you are a rich.
I'm not a rich. I'm a not poor.
Okay.
How's that? But I paid for that and his and the inspection that we had to get, because you have to get the inspection first now. But
you're just throwing money around now.
Well, it's your kid. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
But it was cool. I got to spend some time with him, because he's been busy with school and stuff, so I haven't talked to him too much lately. Smartest kid you'll ever meet. I mean, he makes nothing but A's. He's in his second year at UH. He's in the creative writing program. He's going to be a great writer. He can have these in-depth conversations with you about writing technique and just next-level stuff. But when it comes to something simple like you need to go get your registration taken care of,
he doesn't know what to do.
He has no clue. It's like I'm leading around a two-year-old.
He sounds to me a lot like Juggalo Trey.
Yeah, he's a little less – he's not quite to that level, I would say.
Like Juggalo Trey is really, really smart about some things. And then sometimes you're like, Juggalo Trey, did you grow up in a cave? What's wrong with you? So it's very similar to me.
It is very similar, but he's – yeah, so I'm like explaining to him what to do and little stuff like, hey, dude, you need to wash this car. You need to make sure you get the oil changed. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm doing that. I go, yeah, you're not washing the car. I'm looking at it. I mean, the thing's just, it's filthy. And it's little stuff. It's like, I gave you this car so that you'd have something to get around and take care of it. Is that too much to ask? Apparently it is. He can't even take it to get it inspected.
So what are you going to do?
What am I going to do? I'm going to be stuck all day dealing with this and not going to the Thanksgiving
party. What's the lesson of the day for Will?
He walked away with, listen, dude.
Or did he just walk away with, oh, I got suckered dead to pay for my registration?
Yeah, thanks. Well, yeah, because he did pull the, because we did the, I knew he wasn't going to pay for it. We did the inspection. I'm like, you going to pay for this? Oh, I didn't bring any money. Like, of course you didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Of course you didn't.
He thought it would be free.
I know where he learned that trick. But the thing is.
That's it from John Granato?
No.
It's John Granato's method of life.
Pretty much, yeah. But I just told him, okay, this last time I'm doing this, you pay attention to all these steps because you're taking care of this from now on. And he's like, okay.
Did he take notes?
No.
You think he's going to figure it out?
He better, because I'm not doing it for him again.
You will if it comes down to it.
No, he knows what to do. I even introduced him to the guys who do the who did the inspection, because that's where I always go, and they're nice guys, and they take care of my car all the time. And I said, here, next time you come to them and you tell them, hey, I need an inspection, and make sure you bring your insurance.
How long until Katie is driving?
She's actually supposed to get her permit very soon. Like, she's old enough to get it now.
Okay.
So.
Are you going to ride around with her and stuff?
Yeah. I'll probably, probably go to a parking lot in a stadium somewhere and let her drive around there. I don't trust her on the road yet. I don't trust him on the road. I wouldn't let him drive today when he came to pick me up.
You don't like that, huh?
No. I'm bad about that, though. I don't mind Uber guys driving me. Although, even then, look, the Uber guy brought me over here today. It still drove me nuts how slow he was going. It's like, dude, you're getting paid the same. Why don't you at least, I'm not asking you to speed, but the speed limit would be nice.
That'd work.
Yeah, I almost gave him one star for that. That and he was playing ridiculous music. But
have you ever given a one star?
I don't think so.
I haven't either.
Yeah.
I keep waiting for a one star Uber driver. I haven't found one yet. And I almost never give, it's either 5 or 4.
Right.
Because, I don't know, I feel like, I feel like unless like my Uber driver spits at me or something, he's like, I mean, what are you doing? You're driving me.
Yeah.
And the 4 only comes if your car is smelly or you're smelly.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
But I mean, they got incense in there.
Yeah. Well, I'm more like BO. If you got BO, you're out. But if you've like the way to get 5 stars with me, offer me a phone charger.
Yeah, that's
you got a phone charger, 5 stars, automatic.
Offer it though. I don't have to ask you.
Yeah, I don't care how long it takes to get where we're going. I don't care what you offer me that phone charger. That's a 5 star.
Well, and I have to say
and a tip.
I usually tip anyway now that they do it. But the one thing I don't like about Uber is that thing drains the crap out of my phone.
I also didn't know. Maybe you knew this. Did you know the drivers give you a star rating?
Yeah,
too?
I found that out the hard way.
I don't know if I never knew my star rating. Is there a way to see mine?
Well, yeah, there's a way to do it.
See it.
There's a way to do it because I found mine and I'm only a 4.5, so I pissed somebody off at some
point.
Man,
I bet I'm worse than that.
No, I know that I've been. Well, I mean, the whole point of using them is when you're drunk, for the most part.
Yeah.
And sometimes we can be a little belligerent.
Well, and you know me. When we're in a car and there's a driver in there, I try not to talk to the driver at all.
Yeah.
I just want him to drive.
Yeah.
And that's when I'm by myself, it's the same thing. I'm not a small talker. I just want to get where we're going. But that could come across as rude, I suppose. And then what? Then I'm getting a 2-star rating? And then the next guy doesn't want to pick me up?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Maybe so.
I'm going to have to start a second Uber account.
Yeah, exactly.
I've already messed this one up, I'm sure.
Yeah, there's some way to do it. I'll figure it out on the break and show you because okay. I was looking for it. I found it by accident when I was in Chicago, and I looked down and go, wait a minute, why is there a star rating next to me? And it was like 4.5, and I'm like.
That's pretty good, though, 4.5.
Well,
if you're a driver, that would be pretty good, right?
I would think, but I'm probably sure that you don't get that unless you piss somebody off.
Okay.
4.54, that's me.
That's pretty good.
So.
Let's see if I can pull mine up here. I can't.
The little menu thing.
Menu. 4.81.
Jeez.
Oh.
See, I would have never thought.
I wouldn't have either.
I would have never thought you had a better Uber rating.
Jung, what's your Uber rating?
I'll have to pull it up.
Pull it up right now. We're talking about it. Don't tell me you'll have to pull it up.
Yeah, give me a sec.
What are you, busy?
No, I'm opening the app right now. Hold on.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All you do is click on the little menu, and then it pulls up. It's right at the top under
4.75.
Okay.
Interesting.
God, Fred, you're a scumbag.
Apparently.
Yeah. Good luck,
you know what?
Lions.
Well, if they're going to give me that rating, I'm not tipping them anymore. Yeah, congratulations, guys.
I need to start, when I get out of an Uber ride, I'll be like, 5-star for 5-star. I'll give you 5. You give me 5. What's the deal here? And then once I see him hit that 5, I'll give him the 5.
Yeah. That's probably the right thing to do.
That's the move, I think.
No, I'm pretty sure I pissed one off one time and he gave me a 1, and that's because I haven't used Uber enough for it to. I mean, I just started in the last year really using Uber. I probably use it once a month. So, Chris says I just saw mine and I'm a 4.94. I've used Uber 6 times.
That's a pretty strong rating.
Yeah, but how do you get a 4.94?
I don't know.
Out of that, I'm not good at math, but that seems like it would. Oh well,
whatever.
I wonder if they're just putting them there just to jack with us.
Could be.
Somebody wants to know Juggalo Trey's Uber rating.
All right, Trey's ever taken.
Let's take a quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Airhouse.com Roadshow, live from Darling Way on White Oak. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. We are out here at Darling Way with Beth's place, basically. So, I'm trying to get internet sorted out.
Yeah, I've got a secondary option here.
And I had a little thing come up and say, do you want to share the Wi-Fi password with AJ? And I went up to get it, and it disappeared.
Oh.
One of those little notation things?
Yeah.
I have no idea how to get it back.
Oh.
See? I got all fired up for a second. Oh, man, I'm going to be able to solve this problem.
Your laptop knew it didn't want to share with me.
Probably not.
Yeah.
But,
Yeah,
what are you going to do? So, I'm trying to see if there's got to be a way for me to find that now, right?
I don't know. I restarted my laptop, and now it's being a pain in the ass getting started up again. Technology, it's so great, but it pisses me off so much. Like, how come things aren't simple? Like, remember the other day I did that, It started giving me the newest software.
Yeah.
And it took like an hour.
Yeah.
And I had to go an hour without my computer.
Yeah, I remember.
That should never happen.
Well, and I put it off for a couple of days, and then I looked up and said, okay, it's going to take 45 minutes. Are you kidding me? It took more than that.
Yeah. It's nonsense.
A lot of people sharing their Uber scores.
Yeah, Kim has a 4.64, which is still higher than mine.
That's
6.2.
That's surprising because Kim's a hot chick.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, that's
she should automatically get fives.
I would think so.
Just by getting in the thing.
That's usually you're a hot chick and you get in my Uber. I'd just say, well, 5 stars. Here you go. But that's just me. Although, man, I don't know if I should tell this story on the air or not, but a girl I went to high school with, her sister is an assistant district attorney. She got fired for basically getting drunk and berating an Uber driver.
Really?
And like saying, do you know who I am? I'm the assistant DA.
Oh, man. Well, you're not the DA, so that doesn't count.
Yeah. Well, now... Womp womp, you gone.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever abused an Uber driver, but I have been so drunk that I could barely get out of the car. This probably
have you ever thrown up in the car? Maybe
no.
That's why you got the low rating.
Have
you get that
never
fee.
When never have thrown up in the car.
Okay.
Have stumbled out of the car before.
Oh yeah,
I mean we've all done that, right? That's not anything unusual.
That's the point of the Uber.
Yeah. It's probably a guy who listens to the AM stations.
I mean, if I was sober, I would never need an Uber.
Exactly. Exactly.
Got my own car.
Somebody says when hot chicks talk, they can easily lose 1 to 2 points.
I don't know. Kim's pretty cool. I don't think she's losing points for that. Kim probably just, she must have farted. It's the only explanation.
Yeah.
That's the only explanation, I would think.
Yeah. Somebody said that chick made the news. He read about her this morning.
Yeah. Made the news. Yeah, hard times. Be nice to your Uber drivers.
I'm so pissed off now. I may not use them again for giving me a 4.52.
You're going to be a Lyft man now.
I haven't really tried Lyft before, so maybe that's what I'll do. Since I refuse to wander around with a 4.52 rating.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, but I just
you're such scum. 4.52. That's shameful.
I know.
That's embarrassing.
Somebody said you guys must watch Curb Your Enthusiasm because he just did something on that. I haven't
seen the new season. I would like to, though.
I've never actually watched that show.
I loved it. I just haven't seen the new stuff.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Everybody has a higher rating than me. What the hell?
Like I said, you're a scumbag.
I guess I'm a scumbag who's going to use another service.
Lamont says, I don't understand why Uber is so popular when transportation service has always existed. What's the yellow cab? I've never rode Uber. But yellow cab, first of all, it's more expensive than Uber. Secondly, I mean, the Uber, I don't have to have cash on me. It just takes money right out of my account and gets me where I need to go.
Yeah, it is a little more convenient for me, too, because I don't carry cash at all anymore. Except when I'm going to the racetrack or going to play poker. So, you know. 713-780-ESPN. Yeah, my buddy Michael sent me all the Lyft stuff, so I'll try that now. I'm out on anybody who's giving me a 4.52.
I bet Michael's the one who gave it to you.
Probably. Probably. Yeah. But he's got me home drunk a few times. More than once.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But, again, that's what they're there for.
Yes.
You should know that. It's like, yes, I'm going to be slightly drunk. It's going to happen.
That's in the plans.
713-780-ESPN. Did you see how the NFL versus Jerry Jones? Have you been following this at all?
I honestly haven't because I heard about the concept of it, and it just sounds so absurd that I don't believe that that there's really anything that's going to happen from it. You know what I mean?
Of course not. But apparently they're blaming him for the Papa John's criticism.
I mean, I would – probably blame Papa John for that.
Yeah, but Jerry Jones was behind it because he has an ownership stake in multiple Papa John stores. Well, so does Peyton Manning. He's never said a bad thing about the NFL in his life.
Why would he want to hurt it? I mean, that's what I don't understand. Like, I don't know. I just wish they could get back to being football. Why is the NFL about politics 24/7 now?
Yeah, that's the thing, man. People care more about the crap off the field than they do on it.
Not me. I just care about football. That's what I want in my life, just football. I don't care if the teams even have owners.
Somebody says, my wife is hot and quiet, doesn't yell or anything, 3.3.
Oh, your wife's not as friendly as you think when you guys aren't together, apparently. 3.3. I mean, that's pretty bad.
There's a way with a 4.4. So I don't feel so bad now.
Yeesh. I'm
curious. Oh, you know what? I know exactly what happened. I know exactly why.
I want to know everybody's rating.
Now I know why I got a 1. Because we were leaving a place to go to another bar, and the week before, the Uber driver had followed his GPS to the letter, even though I was telling him, dude, don't do that, because that's going to put us on the highway and take us in the exact opposite direction. And he didn't listen, and we wound up 20 minutes out of our way. So the next week, we were doing the same thing, and the guy was going to follow his GPS. Said, hey, man, don't follow your GPS. Just go straight up Smith to Gray and turn right. That's it. Yeah, but it says turn right here. And I know it says that, and you're supposed to follow that, but it's going to put us on I-10. And so he listened to me. But then he bitched at me about it. I'm like, dude, you're gonna wind up on I-10 going to Beaumont if you go that way.
Yeah.
Trust me. And so we kind of got into it a little bit. So I'm sure that's where I got my bad rating.
That makes sense.
Yeah. But all I was trying to do was save the guy from adding 20 minutes to the trip.
I just feel like
on what was basically a 5-minute trip.
Your Uber driver has an app that should tell him the fastest way to go.
It does, but like,
and that's on him.
Even the guy today.
If he goes the wrong way, he goes slow.
I know, but I don't want to add 20 minutes to a trip that takes 5 minutes. That was my point. And I told the first guy when he's about to turn, I was like, dude, all you got to do is, it was so simple. Straight down Smith, turn right on Gray. That's it.
No, they don't like that. They don't like you telling them what to do.
I know.
That's why your rating sucks.
That's why he said short trips. I do a lot of that, too.
People don't like short trips?
Apparently not.
But then don't pick them up. Like, I always put my pickup and destination in on the app so they know exactly where I got
to
go.
Yeah, well, your pickup's automatically on there. You don't have to put that in.
Right, but I'd say you can ask for a pickup and then just tell them where you want to go and they'll punch it in then. Or you can put it in the app, and that way you just know the guy knows where you're going. So if that's the ride he chooses, then it's the ride he chooses.
Yeah.
I Uber all over Vegas. I'm usually too drunk to walk. I mean, let's be serious.
But Vegas, you don't really need to. Of course, you like to go out to In-N-Out and stuff like that, and it's away from the Strip.
Yeah, I like to go down to like the place where I can buy a beer to take home.
Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know. I'm still very new to this because I was always kind of old school. Well, I'll just call a cab, and I still do. But then if they don't have a credit card thing in there, and this is easy, you don't have to worry about it. I bet you there's a cab app where I could do that too.
I'm sure.
But, I don't know. All right. See you on the line, John?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, if you get a bad Uber rating, you know who you need to call.
Yeah, because, how about you get in an accident while you're in an Uber? Because that could happen. Well, if you're hurt, there's one guy to call, my man Dave. And Dave is a terrific lawyer. And it doesn't matter what kind of accident you're in. It could be a slip and fall accident. Maybe you're in an accident at work. You've got an overtime claim. You're in an 18-wheeler accident or a car accident, and you don't know what to do, and you're like, oh, man, I'm hurt, but I can't really afford to go to the doctor. Don't mess around with that. Call Dave right now, 713-626-8900, 713-626-8900. And Dave, he'll give you free legal advice. He'll say, hey, we can help you. And, by the way, we'll get you a doctor. Don't worry about it. Or he'll say, oh, you know what? We don't think you have a case. Or he'll refer you to somebody else if it's something different. That's how he works, and he loves to help the Blitzers. So if you have any legal question at all you have to do is call him, 713-626-8900. And if you've been in an accident, you need to focus on getting well. You don't need to be filling out those forms and dealing with insurance companies who are trying to hose you. They're always trying to hose you. Well, Dave will fight for you, and he is a bulldog, man. He's handled things for me in the past, and he gets it done. Don't wait. Call Houston-based Mestemaker and Straub right now, 713-626-8900, 713-626-8900, or go to LawyerDave.com. Get in trouble, better dial Dave. Please don't forget. All my friends are here taking slow.
Wait for them to ask you who you know. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Darling Way on White Oak. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, alive out here at Darling Way. Come on out. We got a little party going on out here. You got some nothing bundt cakes out there. You got some barbecue out there. We got some Carbach. you can swing by and get. I'm having a Love Street myself.
Nice.
One of their staples. And you can buy some cool stuff. And, you know, just to let you know, if you're not into wild stuff, they got some really cool things out here. Like, I bought something for my wife that she's hopefully going to enjoy. So come on out here, man. Cool place. You get to meet Beth. Lots of purple running around out here.
There is a lot of purple.
All right, let's go to our man Christopher Harris, runs harrisfootball.com. Follow him on Twitter, at harrisfootball. Talk a little fantasy. What's going on, Christopher?
How are you all doing? You can just call me Chris. We're friends.
All right, Chris. Well, good. We're doing well. We're doing well, my friend. I got to ask you about this guy. I don't know what the Buffalo Bills are doing. The Buffalo Bills, I don't remember Tyrod Taylor giving up six rushing touchdowns or whatever it was, but what are your thoughts on the Bills fantasy wise now that Tyrod Taylor is out of the format?
You know, I guess I don't know. The honest answer is, let's see if Nathan Peterman is some kind of second coming of Dak Prescott, right? If he's good and ready to be good, okay, like my tendency is to think that whole offense takes a step back, and that's just because he's a rookie, and because frankly at Pitt I didn't think he was all that great, and I do a show with a guy who went to Pitt who otherwise really loves Pitt players and doesn't think Peterman's all that good, so I think it probably hurts. I'll say I don't think it's a national tragedy that Tyrod Taylor's been benched. I don't think he's a winning starting quarterback in the NFL, to be honest, watching him on film. I think he does a lot of things wrong. He's super fun. He's an awesome runner. But he's a one-read quarterback who ducks his head the second he gets pressure. He has a hard time taking a chance into a deep window. Like, I think there are legitimate reasons that Buffalo wouldn't want to commit to him longer term. But then don't lie to us and tell us this is about the shorter term. Don't tell us this is about winning, because it is a hard sell to me to say that says the Buffalo offense is as good with the rookie in there.
Chris, what about what you do with the Dallas backfield right now, and which direction do you go with that team in general?
Well, probably not Darren McFadden.
No, that
ship seems like it sailed. I still do have Alfred Morris rated higher, but you know, I'm sure you guys have been talking about Tyron Smith probably not playing this on Sunday night, and heaven knows they can't go back to either the two guys, the two tackles, backups who treated like they were in the Falcons game. Like, they have to give help on every play. It's just obvious they have to, and it's a failure of coaching that they didn't make adjustments in the course of the game last week. They certainly have to have something different this week. So I hope it's a more functional game plan. I think there's some logic that goes very high powered Philly offense and Cowboy defense not having Sean Lee and, you know, potentially giving up some points. Rod Smith very clearly seemed to be the third down back, and maybe he's on the field more to catch some passes. I think I still do prefer Morris right now. It's probably a little close. I think I just have to bake in the expected value. Like, what if they do shore up left tackle, whether it's with Witten helping or someone else, and then are actually able to get the ground game going like they did in that first drive of the second half against Atlanta? It's like, oh, well, that's what it's supposed to look like. If that happens, if they're able to do that, albeit against a very good Eagle defense, I think you have to factor in that possibility, and that would certainly benefit Morris.
Chris, are you buying Case Keenum right now, or are you not jumping in there, especially because of the matchup this week, and we could see Teddy Bridgewater at some point?
Like, Case Keenum is probably a better quarterback for fantasy than Teddy Bridgewater is, because Case Keenum don't care. You guys remember Case Keenum. Like, he will take a shot. He doesn't have the greatest physical skills, and he's sort of doesn't always see the field, frankly, but he will just fire the ball. And for three quarters last week against Washington, it was great, and then he tried to keep both teams in that game because those two interceptions were really stinky. You know, longer term, everything I hear says they want Bridgewater to be the guy. They don't feel like they can make a move for as long as Keenum is winning and, you know, putting up good numbers and playing very well for the lion's share of these games, for sure. But, yeah, there's just sort of a gunslinger mentality without the gunslinger talent that's kind of defined Case Keenum's NFL career. And I think eventually they think it'll sort of take care of itself. And when and if Bridgewater's the quarterback, it's going to go back to being more like an Alex Smith 2016 type offense. So, you know, dribs and drabs, trying to win every game 17-14. And while I'm not going to say you have to divest of your Vikings fantasy-wise, I do think we're going to be less excited to own them.
You interested in picking up Corey Coleman? Supposedly he's getting close to a return, maybe even this week against Jacksonville. That's not an ideal matchup to come back to, but you think Corey Coleman could be helpful down the stretch?
I think it's worth an add if you're really wide receiver needy, because Corey Coleman is a pretty talented kid. Like, we remember him at Baylor and remember him, you know, in limited roles these past 2 years. But I'm with you. Like, okay, so this week, no, because it's Jacksonville. And then it's still not a good quarterback situation, and it's still not an offense that's likely to score many touchdowns. How many weeks would I need to see good? Like, you know, give me 8-plus targets and 75-plus yards. Like, how many? Maybe I've just seen 2 weeks of that. So now, what, we're at 12, 13. So now we're in your fantasy quarterfinals. Like, at some point, we're run out of time on a bad team. But I think, you know, if you're an underdog and you're struggling at receiver, it's not the worst idea.
Okay, the guy that I am, the team that I have that's the best out of all my leagues, the one team I've got in first place, Dak Prescott is my quarterback. And watching Dak Prescott last week without Zeke Elliott there definitely concerns me about what Dak Prescott is going forward. You have that same concern? And if so, what's – and I don't carry a backup quarterback. Who's a guy that might be available in a lot of leagues right now that could carry me down the stretch if he's not the guy?
I mean, I really think Dak is still the guy. I think that was way less about Zeke not being there. That was way more about the left tackle not being able to block anyone. That just wrecked the game entirely from the word go. Like, there's the first drive where he throws it to Dez a couple times and they punt. The second drive is after Matt Ryan fumbles. And then from then on, it's just the Adrian Claiborne show because Chaz Green can't block anybody. I strongly still feel that they have to figure it out, whether or not it's, you know, we have to throw three guys at the right defensive tackle. I think Dak is going to be okay. I still do. They need Tyron Smith. I mean, I think you, as a Dak owner, we all should be hoping that Smith comes back way before Zeke ever does, because that could be a problem. I just don't think in most leagues you're going to find anything on the waiver wire that's going to be exciting that's going to replace Dak. I think you're sinking or you're swimming.
I, a couple weeks ago, picked up Austin Eckler in one of my leagues, and he had a big week last week. Is that kind of a fluke, though, or do you think he's a useful guy, especially on a bye week, to throw in a running back?
I'm going to err on the side of fluke because of what those two touchdowns looked like. They were both sort of little flare passes off to the right. It's the same play two times, and once he breaks a tackle where he should have been pushed out of bounds, another time there's just no one there. It felt like any of the three of us probably could have scored on those plays. I mean, we probably would have gotten killed on other plays for sure, but it didn't seem like he did anything special. Now, Melvin Gordon didn't do anything special, obviously, either. What I found interesting was, for the first time, when the Chargers had a lead at the end of the game and they were trying to burn the clock, it wasn't Melvin Gordon, it was Austin Eckler. And there's a moment there where you go, uh-oh. And then you know what Austin Eckler did with his very first clock-killing carry? Fumbled the ball away and let Jacksonville tie it and win it overtime. My tendency is to think that makes them realize being a running back is hard, and we haven't been blocking all that well from Melvin Gordon, and probably they'll go back to, you know, continuing to use Melvin Gordon like they've used him. I still think he's a better player than a lot of folks do. So, you know, I have a deep league where I own Gordon. I added Eckler this week just in case. Maybe I'm wrong. Like, it's worth holding on to him, but for the moment, I'm probably not ready to start him.
All right, one more before we let you go. Is there any value in any of the guys that we're going to see at NRG Stadium this week when you're going to be down to Blaine Gabbert on one side playing quarterback and Tom Savage on the other? Other than maybe Larry Fitzgerald, who do you play in these games?
Yeah, I mean, well, DeAndre Hopkins, I think you got to play him. I recognize that Patrick Peterson might be running all over the field with him, and that's rough when the quarterback is Tom Savage, but he's been so red hot. And if you're going to tell me anyone's got a chance for 15 targets, fine. I mean, maybe only 8 of those are catchable from Tom Savage, but I'll still take the shot because Hopkins is a stud. You know, Lamar Miller falls in that category. You're not going to be excited about it, but I'm going to guess a lot of teams aren't going to have a choice. And that actually may be true of Adrian Peterson. I mean, it's funny to think there are really big skill position names there, but it's just you don't have the guys throwing it to him. You want to have throwing it to him. So probably a hold your nose and use the stars in that game for a lot of teams. But if you have other options, I get it, because it's not going to set a quarterback clinic.
Hey, your buddy who's went to Pittsburgh, who doesn't like Nathan Peterman, what's he think of Tom Savage?
Yeah, I think not. even less, I believe.
Okay. Well, hey, yeah. As long as Nathan Peterman's better than Tom Savage, I'll accept him having a job. That's all right.
That's right. All right. Well, yeah, the thing about Jim is he's one of those – he's an Eagle fan, but he's sure. We actually called a podcast this week. We called it Disappointment Deferred because he's sure the other shoe's going to drop for the Eagles. He just doesn't think yet. So he's a pessimist by nature. So he doesn't like any of them, really. He likes LeSean McCoy.
All right, that's Christopher Harris. Check out harrisfootball.com. He's got a great podcast that he's doing every day, 6 days a week now, right?
Yeah, 5 days a week, six shows a week. On Wednesday because I like to talk, apparently.
All right, so check him out at Harris Football. Follow him on Twitter, at Harris Football. We will talk to you next week, sir. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me on. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, so if you need to make some money to come out and buy some cool stuff for yourself or your wife here at Darling Way, you know how to do it. Go to MyBookie. You need holiday cash. You know where to get it. MyBookie is a place where you can score, make some money, and the holidays are almost here, man. And that means plenty of parties, gifts, spending. Also means football, basketball, hockey. You got football tonight. You got hockey tonight. You had CFL this weekend. They had horses on there. Every day there's something to play. And they offer super fast payouts when you win. Where you bet's just as important as who you're betting on, and MyBookie's the only site I use now. If you want to make money on the games, got to go to mybookie.ag. I trust them, but you don't have to take my word for it. Check them out for yourself. Odds on every matchup, and the best part is, man, their mobile site is fantastic. It makes wagering on your smartphone a breeze. Join now. MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 50% bonus. Just use promo code FRED to activate your offer. Visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. That's MyBookie.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Darling Way on White Oak. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. We're out here at Darling Way, and we have quite the party going. There's barbecue. There's nothing but cakes, which, I mean, my goodness. And there's free Carbach until it runs out. So if you're just getting off work, get your butt out here. Because I got beer pong going on out there. There's a DJ. It's a party. So, Darling Way, all you got to do is punch it into your GPS. It'll show right up. Hey, I got to tell you that the journey to Jacksonville has begun. We're giving away a trip for two to Florida to see Houston take on Jacksonville December 17th. Log on to ESPN975.com and find out the three ways to qualify for the grand prize drawing on November 24th. You could win a three-night stay at the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel, downtown Jacksonville, riverfront. Go to the football game at Everbank Field and play a round of golf at the Hidden Hills Golf Club, courtesy of Florida's First Coast of Golf. Visit Florida and ESPN 97.5 and an encore performance of Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis tonight. Not really an encore, it's just a different performance. But if you enjoyed Soccer Matters last night, Soccer Matters again tonight, because soccer always matters. So, John, you're going to have your first article on Culture Map.
Yeah, it's already up.
It's up? Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm excited. It took I haven't written an article in a very long time.
Well, I thought you did a good job on it because they're a little high maintenance to deal with, and you dealt with it, so I'm very proud of you.
Oh no, Clifford was really really nice.
Yeah, they're nice. It's just they need a lot of stuff over there, but they're pretty excited about it too. So good job. So if you want get a chance to read Justice League, a preview of it. From Jong Lee, and listen to the podcast, where he also, spoiler-free, right, on the podcast?
Yes.
Just go to Culture Map Houston, and there it is. You'll see Jong Lee on there, his smiling face. So pretty excited about that, to have Jong participating in our various Gal Media platforms, including Culture Map. So it's been fun doing some stuff for them. It's a little different than what I'm used to doing, but it's been kind of cool. So I've written a few things for him, and we'll have a bunch more stuff moving forward on Culture Map. You can also check out sportsmap.com, which is we've been really having fun with that as well. There's a lot of cool stuff on there. Robin has a video on James Harden right now. That's up, and then I'll have a story up later today on a fairly big announcement here at the station. So exciting times to be part of Gal Media.
We're announcing that today?
I think so. I don't know. John, do you know when the official announcement's coming out? I thought it was supposed to be today.
Which announcement?
There's the announcement.
The announcement we talked about earlier.
No.
Oh, okay. All right, well,
it'll No, you don't know, or no, it's not today?
No, it's not today.
Okay, because I was told it would be today. So, all right, no worries. It'll happen soon then. But I have a story ready to go when it does. How's that? It'll be exciting. People will riot in the streets. They will be so excited.
Okay. Will it affect me at all?
No.
Okay, good.
It has nothing to do with you.
Good.
What do you got? What'd you bring there?
That is a nothing bundt cake.
Oh.
Red velvet.
Ooh, is that what you're eating next?
Yep, that's what I'm eating next.
I have to go out. I've eaten too much today already.
Oh, I've eaten way too much. Yeah. I was out there talking barbecue with Reed.
Yeah.
Talking about his techniques.
The ribs, strong.
Yeah, the ribs were very strong. I just pulled the rib and the meat came off of it. That's a good thing.
Okay, next Thursday. So Thanksgiving? Okay.
We're putting out that news on Thanksgiving?
I guess so, yeah.
Oh, okay. That seems odd, but okay. What do I know, Fred? What do I know? It'll be a good day for an announcement.
Yeah, it's always a good day for announcement. So we'll have some kind of announcement. I don't even know what it's about now. Never mind.
There's like a whole party going on outside.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. They've got beer pong going out there.
Yeah.
They've got nothing.
There's a
but
DJ. Cakes.
Yeah, DJ.
There's free beer.
Free beer. What are you waiting for?
Free barbecue and free dessert.
And you need to come check out the stuff inside while you're here because I bet you find something you like.
Either
your lady will like or your guy.
Yeah.
Or, you know, both. If you've got a lady and a guy, I think you could find something for both of them. So, check it out. All right, 713-780-ESPN, if you wish to text the show. We'll be happy to use your text. Somebody wants to know if we're going to any of the WWE events. I am not.
I am not either.
Tickets for those things are ridiculous.
Are they?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's what I heard. But, no, not really on my radar, but, hey, I know a lot of people are into that, so I'm sure it'll be packed all weekend.
They're trying to get me – the WWE is sending me emails again.
Yeah.
From the one event that I got, like, years – I guess not quite a year ago, almost a year ago, because I got the Royal Rumble.
Right.
And now they sent me an email yesterday saying, you can come back now and watch Survivor Series all the way through the Royal Rumble for free. When's the Royal Rumble, John?
January,
right?
Usually.
So they're trying to give me 3 months of this thing for free now. I don't know what they benefit from that.
Well, hopefully you become a fan and then you want to sign up
but
after.
Like they got $0 from me last time. Zero. Because they say, hey, give us a one-month try. So I gave them a one-month try. And then I canceled. And now they're still like, we want you back. For what? You didn't get any money out of me last time. No money. What's the point?
Yeah,
you don't pay for that anymore, do you, John?
No.
Do they email you and ask you to come back?
Yeah, but I usually delete those.
Yeah. What if they told you to come back for 3 months for free?
Nah.
You're just not interested anymore, huh?
No.
Look at you. Well, woman has changed Jong's life.
I know.
I mean, it's an unbelievable turn of events.
I mean, I will come tomorrow to meet AJ Styles.
Why will you come to meet him?
Well, I mean, he's going to be here. One, I'm going to be here, so I might, you know, take a picture or something.
Are you going to come in early to meet him?
No, he's coming in, I think, around 11 or 12.
Okay, that's normally when you get in anyway.
Yeah, a little before that, but, you know.
Okay. How come we didn't get AJ Styles on our show?
He was only available during the morning.
That's garbage. Did you tell him that we're big stars, we're big celebrities, and this is the show that could have gotten him more run?
Yeah, I said something to that extent.
He didn't want to hear that, huh?
No, he's too big time.
That's okay.
That's okay. Well, he
who's he wrestling on Sunday anyway?
Brock Lesnar, I think.
No, I hope Brock Lesnar kills him. I hope he doesn't die in the cage, but I hope he can never wrestle again after Sunday.
Hey, that's not his fault. Some guys prefer to play in AAA. Some guys don't want to come to the big leagues.
No, I want Brock Lesnar to destroy him.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah. Who do you got in that match, John?
Probably Brock Lesnar.
Okay. So are you going to tell him that tomorrow when you meet him?
No.
Are you going to say, I know you can do it, man. I know you can beat Brock.
You know what? If Brock makes a real mess of him in the ring, who could clean it up?
I don't know if they can deal with that, with blood and guts. But maybe Dirt Free Carpet could hang out and come clean up at the Toyota Center. Listen, the holiday season, it's time to deep clean your home. You want all your guests to think that your house is always looking good, even though we know that's not the case. deep clean your carpets, your sofa, your upholstered dining room chairs, your tile floors, your air ducts with Dirt Free. Give them a call, 281-DIRT-FREE, and go chemical-free with Dirt Free. The other guys leave behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. Not the case with Dirt Free carpet cleaning. They use powerful engines to create high-pressure steam made from their patented super water and no toxic soaps. They've been doing it for over 30 years, cleaning carpets, upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. Give them a call right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5 and get a free speed dry with any purchase. That's $100 value. 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet. Long live the pipe.